Welcome to this week's episode of A Sanctuary. We left off walking out into a new plane, the next plane of Tartarus. A whole level lower from where you were before.
Alrighty then.
Well, that's
How
plain
damaged are
awesome.
we?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
don't
We did.
remember, but
Okay.
basically, what you see stretched out before you is desert. There's a seems like a constant wind with wisps of sand blowing around. Everything is that kind of yellow deserty color. There are dunes all over the place, and in the farthest distance, you can kind of make out what looks like a structure.
Oh, look at us. We are on our rockets. How is it hot or cold?
It's cold.
Okay.
So desert that's cold.
Yeah, it's bright, it's
Tundras
shiny,
are
but it's
desert.
cold.
Well, tundras are desert, so makes sense.
Right. Well, guys, we venture on out. We should probably take a long rest to regenerate all of our spell slots and such.
Yeah, that'll be my main reason I'm good on health. If we want it. I mean, I'm not in dire need of a long rest, but it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, let's take a long rest.
As you make your various attempts to rest, you wake up multiple times choking and coughing. The scent of the wind is like that of a stinking cloud.
What kind of stinking cloud? Carrion or like
No, that's
you know,
like the
when
spell
it
stinking cloud.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say or after being around Dane after he's been all night drinking beer.
Yeah, been around Dane after he went out for Cinco de Mayo. He was eating nothing but refried beans, drinking Dos Equis, and then at some point got into a bar fight, woke up, and found that one of the patrons that he had beat up defecated on his shoes. That's how bad it is.
That's pretty bad. All
Anyway,
right.
so you guys have a it's a rough one. You have a hard time sleeping through the night.
Okay. But do we regenerate spell slots
You
with
do.
keep trying?
No, you do, but instead of like 8 hours, it takes you like, let's say like 14 hours or something like that. It's like a really long, like you have to keep moving around and you're just not quite getting comfortable. You eventually rest, but it's not a pleasant rest.
Okay, got it. I think Dane eventually sticks his nose in his armpit just so he can also. Still not good, not horrible, but different. A different bad.
Yeah, it's definitely bad. I mean, you've been wearing the same armor for what, a couple months now?
I'm sure. Well, there's been times where I'm sure I was able to take the armor off and bathe, but being dwarvish. Probably don't bathe that often anyway.
Those times are probably few and far between.
Well, once every leap year or so.
You take like a rock bath, you take all the rock dust from mining and just rub it all over your body to take the oils off.
That might work.
Antiperspirant.
Oh God,
I
dwarves are
start
the
to
inventors of antiperspirant?
the quartz antiperspirant.
Yeah, we just take this here quartz and shove it up in your armpit. Everything swells up and you can't sweat anymore.
Yeah, you.
Pretty much. Yeah,
Wow.
back when I was in college, they actually made that. It was a like a piece of quartz or something like that, some kind of a crystal that was supposed to work, and
Oh
it's.
yeah, I remember that
I
crap.
tried it. It didn't work.
No, it doesn't. It's a total scam.
They were wrong. All
Well, in any
right.
case, you do eventually make it through your rest, and you are here You are bathed in this kind of orangey light, mostly because the red glow of the orbs of other planets around you mixing with the yellow sand kind of makes this constant, you know, orange reflection in your vision.
Okay. Got it. All right. So everything is cast in a sepia type tone almost.
Yep. You feel very old timey.
Nice. Like I'm in a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid movie in the beginning.
What you win, I keep. What I win, I keep.
Sounds good, Mr. the Kid.
Anyway, so you guys do see there is something in the far distance.
All right. We shall head for it.
Awesome.
Yes, we shall.
So as you walk, you notice that the wind is relatively consistent. The sand is absolutely annoying. Gets into everything, every nook and cranny. You have to stop every now and then to shake it out of your clothes. But as you walk, you see first what looks like a dome in the distance. Just a little, like an arch that matches the color of the sand. And then you get closer, and you see that it is an arched building. And it's huge, gigantic, almost giant-sized. There are parapets out front that are arched. There is a huge door in the front that is arched. It is just a massive stone structure.
Sweet, all right.
It's all right.
Okay.
Arches everywhere. All right, well, we shall head towards it.
As you approach, you notice that in the center, where the basically front door looks like it is, there is a golden orrery, and that's the, you know, planet model of the solar system. And it is apparently untouched by the sand. Like, there is something protecting it.
Ah. All right. Dane's going to perform an arcana check on it.
Say, yeah.
Okay.
Seems like magic is at play.
Who knew? One second. It looks like. I rolled a 10.
You sense there is an aura of magic here. Something, though, more like a ward than anything else.
Interesting.
What do you want to do, Kasaros?
You're asking me.
Just because I know you. Are you going to want to like poke at it or something? When I say it looks like it's warded, what are you going to do?
Idiot. If it's warded, that means you probably shouldn't touch it. It's warding something, which probably includes you. I only touch things when I don't know what they are. But now I know for sure that's a bad idea to touch this one, so I'm not going to.
So the radius around it where sand does not touch is a good 10 feet. And I'm assuming you guys are all standing there kind of feeling the ward and whatever.
Yep. Cool. All right. I think Dane's actually going to try and, you know, see if he can poke past the ward.
If you get thrown back and take damage, I'm going to laugh at you.
You pass through without any issue. You step onto a solid stone floor.
Why can I never win? My only question. I've been such a good boy all year. That's all I want for Christmas, okay? And just, can I win for once? Can something I touch actually be good, or something I don't touch actually be bad for once?
At some point, I'm sure it will happen.
says God.
Our Christmas special is just titled Kassaros touches something and it doesn't explode.
See? Minor wins.
Okay, we'll make that happen.
Oh my god. So much fun. Alright.
Anyways, Rey's gonna step through the ward because obviously it didn't hurt and she wants to get out of this sand. The sand is in the
way. Okay. Sure, you step through and you are basically, the first thing you notice is that the wind has also stopped. Where you are standing around this orrery is totally still.
Oh, sure, Dane, we couldn't have waited for a long rest until here, you know, we just had to do it back out there.
Well, it wasn't necessarily the sand that was bothering us, it was the smell, so.
Is the smell still present?
If you're outside the ward, yes, but when you're inside, you notice that it's just kind of stale air.
See? Should've right. waited.
Well, hindsight's always 20/20.
Here. I guess I'll barrel roll through the ward.
Okay. You barrel roll through and find yourself at the base of the device.
Cool.
Then you get zapped.
I might touch.
And you get zapped by it. Take 10 damage.
What's your problem with me?
I don't hate you, so I find that funny.
Just channeling my inner man shorts videos.
Alright.
Alpha, what are you doing?
Well, naturally following through. Everyone else seems to be going without facing much consequence.
All right. What do you think of the orrery?
Tis curious indeed.
It is immaculately constructed.
Beautifully curious. Or curiously beautiful.
All right.
Your vocab knows no bounds, Alpha.
Curiosity only kills uncautious cats. I don't know what to say.
Once again, your vocab knows no bounds, Alpha.
I believe my vocabulary does know bounds, and I have just discovered them.
That would be a good guess.
Curiosity only kills some of the time.
It kills some cats.
But not all. Alright, so we look at the orrery. Is there anything out of the ordinary about it? Anything special or unique?
Roll an investigation.
You can't get anything for free here, Dane.
Investigation time, come on. That is bad. That is a bad investigation. If investigation was a puppy, I'd
be scolding it right now.
Bad investigation.
Bad dwarf, bad. Don't kill the poor.
Six.
Hey. Six.
I got a six on that.
You just kind of look at it, you're like, okay, it's a machine. Can we, like, move on, guys?
Hey, Ray's gotta investigate this thing.
I dare you to touch it. I'm not touching it. I double
Ray
dog
got
dare.
A nat 20.
I triple dog dare you.
Nice. So, you look down at the side, and you notice that there is a spot that you can stick your hand, and when you touch it, it pops out a handle that extends. And when the handle pops out, you see writing on it in some foreign language, but then it kind of shimmers and turns to common. And it says, I have been around for millions of years, but I am only a month old.
Well, ain't that interesting. I'm gonna point this out to the rest of the party. It's a riddle. This is where our downfall begins.
Yes. Now, when the handle folded out, it does appear to be approximately 90 degrees to the base, basically.
So what was the riddle again?
I have millions of
years.
I have been around for millions of years, but I'm only a month old.
Around. I have been around for millions of years, but I'm only a month old. It's a table.
Perhaps the moon?
Oh, yeah. That's one alpha.
Moon.
Cool, we figured out the riddle. What do we do now?
Pull the handle, maybe?
I do not know if I'm correct. I am merely speculating.
That's a good guess, though, Alpha. I don't think we're gonna get another better one.
Like a full moon?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Astros, you be our daredevil. Grab the lever and say your answer. Okay.
I grab the lever and say a full moon. And I guess pull it?
You try to pull it, but you realize that it is, like, fixed. It's not meant to pull.
No.
Oh. Okay. It's at 90 degrees to the base. Dane's gonna see if he can kind of move it at all.
Okay, you grab it and you find that it rotates.
That's what I thought. Okay. Is there a light source? Is there a light source around? Can we see a light source, like a lamp or something?
No, you can't.
All right. Casseros, you pull out your moonstone.
Sure. I don't know if it has moonlight in it, because it captures whatever light it last saw.
Oh, we just need a light source.
Hold up.
All right. So is this handle kind of bent so it's kind of on the same, the end of it's on the same plane as the rest of the planets and moons and such?
It looks like an old, like an old crank starter on a tractor.
Okay. All right. Casseros, why don't you kind of rest your moonstone on the, end of it. It rotates. Oh, okay. So it's like a crank. Yeah. It's like, I see. Okay. Got it. I'm going to try and just kind of crank it and see what happens.
All right. As you begin to crank it, all of the planets begin to orbit. You see all the little spheres spinning and the sun at the middle, the golden orb at the center, releases a single beam of light, almost like a laser pointer, that points at the door of the building.
Suggest we follow the light. Sounds like a pretty good plan in my book.
Yeah. All right, we'll go investigate where the light strikes the door.
Okay. You walk out and you get hit by the blast of storm again.
It was to be expected.
Yeah. So you get up to the door and you see where the light was hitting it. It was just kind of the middle of the door.
Does it illuminate anything particular? Like a keyhole or something? Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, we can try and open the door, I guess.
Sure.
We shall try and open the door.
You find it to be solidly locked.
Okay.
Does Ray want to try to pick the lock?
No, I think it'll work. I think we have to go back we'll go back and crank the handle some more and see what happens.
Fine. In the tower and crank it so that it aligns up with something.
Okay.
The pillar that's like astrological.
Oh yeah, right.
So, okay. All right. So you go back over to the orrery and start cranking it.
Yes.
And okay. Where do you stop it?
Can we identify anything that looks like a moon?
Well, there's several things. There's the planets. There's the various little moons that orbit around the planets. And multiple, since they're all in a plane, as they spin, they break the beam of light at different points.
Okay.
An eclipse? Try and block the light with the moon? Or a moon, at least?
Is that what you're doing?
Sure.
I just hear you throwing out random things. I want to make sure that you're doing what you're doing.
I mean, might as well try.
Okay. So you spin it around until it stops on when there's like a moon between the beam and the door?
Yep.
Cool. You do that. You stop it there.
And nothing happens.
Well,
we can go out and check the
door again.
All right, you go and check the door, and you find that it swings easily open.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right.
Onward.
In we go.
So as you walk inside, you find that there is a small kind of antechamber, a place with what looks like various grave goods to the left and right, and then a passageway in the middle. Just a walk door.
So by grave goods, what exactly do you mean?
Jars of honey, beer, fruits, vegetables, nuts.
Got it. Materials that are buried with corpses.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, which makes me think that this place might not be so cheery. So I suggest we pull a Pan's Labyrinth and don't touch anything. Don't eat anything, don't touch anything, don't do it.
Alright.
No, that's too bad. I was wanting to try the beer.
Well, this kind of seems like a grave, so we probably
should. You want your friendly fairy to die?
Exactly. We don't want to disturb whatever might be resting here, so we're just going to go on through the passageway.
That's fine. We're going to go through the passageway and see where that takes us.
All right. You walk through the passageway, and it opens up into a gigantic room. I mean, it is massive. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Like 200 feet long and comfortably 120 feet wide. And in the center of it, on a marble pedestal, almost like a grand casket, sits a huge gray dragon. It has incredibly razor sharp looking teeth, horns that twist out from its head, spikes all over like a Violator from Spawn, and massive claws.
Befriend the dragon? Well, I know Alpha wants to kill it.
However did you guess?
Okay. Well, okay, if it's an evil dragon we can kill, I've already got a dragon friend, so, I'm kind of content when it comes to dragons. If it's an evil dragon, we can kill it. How about that?
You strike a hard bargain, but it's difficult to not agree to it.
Alright.
Well, would someone like to approach the dragon?
Gastros, you do it.
If anyone wants to die from a dragon, I figured you'd want to die most from a dragon in this party.
That's a good point.
Okay, but to be clear, are we prepared to fight a dragon?
If we have to, wouldn't be my first choice.
Also, not my first choice, but we'll never know if we're ready until we fight it.
No, we don't have a better plan right now.
Just go up and say hi. Maybe it's not even alive. Maybe it's dead. I don't know.
One can only hope.
All right.
But
you say hi, and it kind of does a huh, and raises its head and.
Sorry, gets dusty around here. I don't usually get visitors.
Hello. Are you friendly, dragon, or are you gonna kill us?
I have no interest in killing you.
Okay, cool. We're not killing him. Alrighty, guys. This is our friend now. Yay! Friend dragon! What beast your name, good sir?
I have many names. Some call me the Reaver. Others, Guardian of the Lost. Currently, I just prefer being called Null.
Null? Okay. What you doing here, Null?
This is my home. I ferry the souls of dead dragons to the Dragonire.
Aw, that's sweet.
Much like our friend Chucky.
Chucky! I miss Chucky.
He cocks his head.
Oh, you know of Chucky.
We're the ones that named him.
Oh.
Haven't we not named him yet?
Oh yeah.
You haven't, but I figured it's all wibbly wobbly timey wimey, and why not throw in a reference if we can?
I mean, true. I'm assuming death doesn't really know time.
What's gonna come next? A police box is gonna show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's bigger on the inside, is it? I haven't noticed.
Anyway, no. You ferry the souls of dead dragons, huh? Well, we are happening to look for a titan. We were told that he inhabits this plane.
There are no titans here. You need to go much deeper to find them.
Isn't this Carcery?
You are in Minithus.
Ah, okay.
Yes, you're going to need to go down through Kolothus and Porphatus all the way to Agathus. It is the smallest and coldest of all the planetoids, the sixth layer of this cursed realm.
There's a lot of layers.
Yeah, wow. That's unfortunately deep. All right, well, can you direct us to the next layer down? Unless there's an elevator that takes us directly to Carcery.
There is not. The only way I know of down from here is through the palace of the Naga.
Naga!
The Huda?
The Naga?
Okay, where is the palace of the Naga?
Far to the east of here lies the palace of the Naga. I recommend to none to go there, but it is the way you must go to go down. I can give you a key that will allow you access without going through his front door, but I will need some assistance.
Of course. What would you like assistance with, Mr. Nolan? See what we can do.
There is a being on the material plane. It is capturing the souls of dragons, holding them, not allowing them to be taken by me where they belong. I need you to free them, that I may do my job once again.
Okay, so we have to go all the way back up the material plane before we can come all the way back down here.
I can send you to the location where the problem occurs, but you will not be in your material form.
And how do we help?
Yeah. So you're saying we'd be like ghosts?
Yes. But even the ethereal may have powerful impacts upon the material.
What are we getting out of this again?
A key that we don't have to go one of the Naga Palace's front door.
Yeah, that sounds pretty useful.
All right, well, I guess this is kind of what we need to do. I don't know. It's
a lot of work.
It does. All right. But we'll help.
But we're supposed to be the heroes in this, right? We're supposed to be the good guys.
Yeah, we'll help you out.
Excellent. Please take a seat in front of me.
Okie dokie.
And we do. Okay. Crisscross applesauce.
Now you will feel a tingling sensation followed by death. Haha, just kidding. I'm going to send your spirits to the material plane.
Alrighty.
So as you guys basically blink, and you find yourselves seated in kind of a landing next to a stairway in what appears to be a stonework tower. For cardinal directions to make it easy, just to your south is a wooden door. To your north is a stairway that leads up into the main part of the building. And to the east is a torch. To the west is a coat hook.
All right. Dane's going to get up and see if he can stick his head through the door.
Your head passes through the door with ease.
What do I see on the other side?
You're looking out into what appears to be kind of a dense forested area.
Okay. All right. All right. My first thought is I'm going to attempt to cast... Okay, so I pass through the door with ease, and I can pass back into the tower with ease, I'm assuming?
Yep, you go right through it like it's not even there.
Perfect. All right, so I'm going to go through the door, so I'm no longer in the tower. I'm going to see if I can cast Firebolt.
Okay. What are you casting at?
Darkness.
I'm just going to kind of do it in a straight line from where I'm at. I guess one of the trees. See if I can start a forest fire.
Sure.
Hi.
You cast it and you hit the top of a tree. You see it burst, but you don't see any damage done to the tree.
Okay. So, no effect whatsoever on material plane as of yet. Got it. All right. So, I'm going to pop back in. I'm going to be like, well, direct spell casting is kind of out. So I guess we go up the stairs and we see what we see.
Okay. As you walk to the top of the stairs, you see the tower is kind of old. It's kind of not particularly well kept. There is a pathway that leads to a spiral staircase directly in front of you to the north. There are also several rooms, two to the east and two to the west, each one blocked off by a door. Looks like wooden, you know, lightweight.
Okay.
Our worst enemy doors.
Not anymore. So we can stick our heads through them. So we shall stick our heads through all of the doors.
Oh, us one, doors 20.
You don't see anything of particular note through any of these doors. The only thing that's kind of interesting is through one of them you see a kind of a grill or grate that goes down to what looks like some kind of a well.
Okay.
I'm gonna start abusing this power and just start, like, skipping in between, like, walls and doors and everything, just because I can.
Alright, we're gonna head up the... While Kassaros is doing that, we're gonna head up the spiral staircase.
Alright. You head up to the second floor. The spiral staircase does keep going beyond this, but you stop for a moment to observe, and you see a table with chairs on either side. There is a fireplace on the far west side of the room with a small fire still burning. There's a door to the east and a door to the south.
All right, Dane's going to stick his head through the door to the east.
All right, you stick your head in and you see what looks like sleeping chambers. There looks like one individual asleep on a bed on the far south side, a small fire in a fireplace on the east side, and a table with some trinkets and stuff on the north side.
Are the trinkets dragon souls?
It looks like cloak clasps and, you know, common things for wearing various dress, you know, clothing.
Dragon souls.
Alright, Dane's gonna go through the door and he's gonna examine the person that's sleeping in the bed.
Alright. You go and you look at this person and roll a history check.
Alright.
Suck. 16.
You recognize this individual. Say, I think his name is William.
Okay.
William? How do you know this individual?
You traveled with him some time ago.
Well, Ray doesn't remember, so she feels no remorse for ruining this guy's life.
We don't know if it's him. I mean, it might be, but we don't know.
I kind of recognize that it's William, so I just don't remember where he was. Is he...
Is that from when, back when we were in the castle? With, like, the king and everything that was saved from death?
Yes.
Okay, is he the one that the wizard sent down with us?
Yes.
Alright.
Is it the wizard doing this? I feel like the wizard would totally do this.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised.
Alright. I'm going to do an experiment and see if I can possess William.
Okay. You do that. Let me bring up the thing for that.
He is unconscious. It would be more possible.
Okay. It looks like I just have to make a charisma save. Oh, which I fail.
Oh.
So, uh-huh. Yeah, you like lay down into his body, and all of a sudden his eyes open up, and you are he.
Perfect.
Alright.
Can Dane still see us?
Yes, he can.
Nice. Alright, so I sit up wearing William as a bodysuit, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, is there a window in this room?
Yes, there is.
Alright, I'm going to go to the window and see if I can't cast Firebolt out the window.
Okay. You go over to the window and you... What are you targeting?
Oh, I don't know. What do I see out the horizon? I'm going to target the horizon.
Trees, but... Okay. You just randomly fire.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you're only on the second floor. You're not particularly high up.
Okay. Well, is there anything? Is there a scarecrow in a field somewhere close by?
You don't see one. I mean, you see some trees and some underbrush and stuff.
All right, I'm gonna aim at a bush.
Okay, there's a bush right there.
Let's see if we can recreate the burning bush.
All right. So roll to hit with disadvantage.
Oh, well, my first roll was pretty well disadvantage.
Yeah, second roll is better. So, I know. I mean, first roll is worse, I should say. 14.
Well, you find that it's difficult, but you're still able to get the thing, the firebolt to fly off. It's his body is kind of clumsy. It's like you're trying to control a marionette to make him do finite movements, and they just can't. They don't quite line up. Okay. But you're still able to do it, and you fire it off, and the bush bursts into flames.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I turn to my companions. I'm going, look, I'm William, and now I can do stuff.
Good for you.
We should all find bodies to possess.
That little thing you found of yours and helping us out with this, instead of just firing fireballs at random bushes.
Firebolts. There's a difference.
What thing?
Well, I don't know. Figuring out what we need to do, how to free the dragon souls. How about finding the wizard, first of all? He seems like a pretty good suspect.
Well, yeah, but now I can actually manipulate the material plane again. This is pretty important.
What if I were to possess the wizard and then jump off a bridge?
I mean, that might work. Or just
jump off.
Even if the wizard isn't involved, it would still be a nice thing to do.
Anyway, let's continue on up. We'll see if we can find the wizard.
Alright, go ahead.
I was going to say, do I sense William as I'm possessing his body? Is he like in the background? Can I talk to him at all?
No, you can't. You have completely taken over his body. He will be aware that you were there, but that's it. You can't communicate with him.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So anyway, let us continue on up.
All right. You find that it is like lifting bags of concrete on your feet as you make him climb. His body weighs on you in a way that you did not ever expect. You feel exhausted just from a single, trudge up the stairs.
Yeah, this might not work then.
Go ahead.
Actually, no, it probably won't work. I was gonna say, what if all this, like, us, who are still spirits, like, lift him up? Like, carry him up the stairs, to an effort.
It's not Ireland, so high spirits I don't think will work very well.
Yeah.
Alright, so is this going to make me exhausted in pretty short order?
You're breathing heavy by the time you get up to the top. You're feeling that it's rough, but you're still holding on. In fact, just roll me a 1d20 and I'll tell you where you're at.
Fourteen.
You're actually doing okay. You have kind of put on William almost like you're wearing a dress suit. You just kind of let him be on you like clothing. So you seem to be able to keep controlling him.
Okay. Cool. Alright, so what do we see when we get to the top?
You see a area that is surprisingly well kept and clean compared to everywhere else. There are three doors, south, east, and west.
All right, guys, why don't you stick your heads through the doors and see what you see. See if you can see the wizard behind one of them.
Take the south door. I choose west.
All right. You look through the south door and you see various books and a sitting area where individuals could, you know, study ponderous tomes. To the west. Wait, no, you looked east. Did anyone look west?
Yes, we did.
Oh, I did. Castro.
Okay. All right, so when you look to the west, you see a noble's bedroom. There's a fire, definitely well kept, against the outer wall. There's a bed with fine linens on it, a table that appears to have a glass and bottle with like fine wine and some jewelry, but no occupant is visible.
Okay.
So to the east, you look through and you see a individual bent over a table on the north side of the room. There's a small fire going in a fireplace on the far right side of the room, like straight away from the door. And down in like the south side of the room, you see a like alchemy set with, you know, various glasses and pipettes and colored liquids and things.
I feel like that's where the wizard is. I feel like he's the figure hunched over. Just a hunch.
All right.
I, as William, will knock on that particular door.
Right. After a moment, the door swings open, and you see, well, someone you recognize, the royal brazier, if you will, looking back at you, saying, "What? What, William? What did you need? Why would you knock? Why didn't you just come in? What's going on?"
I, as William, go, "I bring a message from beyond the plains. What you have been doing has been noticed, and they have taken an ill view of it. Repent and stop doing, or they will be coming for you."
Make a performance roll.
I knew that was going to happen.
Just thinking like...
I mean, that was good, but still.
Just thinking like it's simultaneously, we as spirits start going...
Yeah.
Aid in it.
Yeah, I only rolled a 5 because I suck. So
he just kind of cocks his head and looks at you and he's like, "The hell, William. This is not appropriate for jokes. Come here." Huh? And he kind of grabs you and tries to drag you into the room.
No, all right. Dane.
What do I do?
I'm trying to think of what I can do here. One sec. Okay.
Trying to figure out, should I just let him grab me?
And see if he like starts talking about like, yes, these dragon souls are coming together. To be fair, we don't even know if he's the one doing the dragon souls. We just highly suspect he's the one.
Yeah.
He seems like that kind of a guy.
Because he's an a-hole.
Alright, well, I guess I let him grab me.
Pick up intel.
Alright, he drags you in and takes you over to one of the stools next to a table and kind of pushes you to sit down.
Alright.
So, alright, I assume you sit?
Yeah.
Okay, he goes over and he starts squinting and looking at you. And I need you to make a intelligence check.
Oh boy.
Not rolling again.
It is a game heavily based on rolling.
Alright.
Do I get a take into account my intelligence modifiers at least?
Yes, you maintain your intelligence modifier.
So it'd be a 19.
Jeez. You stare back at him intently, and he's like, well, you seem to be more or less there. I'm not sure what's going on with you. That's really bizarre. Anyway, he turns around and goes and grabs a book. Oh, what?
As he turns around, I'm like, so are you doing something with Dragon Souls?
He kind of stops and pops his head up and he's like, William, you've been helping me for how long? Why would you ask such a question?
Who are you?
Because I want to know what the answer is.
He looks very ponderously around the room and walks over to, puts his book down, grabs what looks like a scroll, opens it up, and begins to read. And for that one, I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, not charisma.
Cover your ears.
I was going to cast Firebolt at his scroll right off the bat, but apparently I'm too slow. All right, charisma.
You're too slow.
Well, that could have been worse. I don't think I have anything, any pluses for charisma. Nope. 16.
That's good enough, actually. He reads his scroll, and you feel a little tingle go through the room. And everyone else that was in there, you suddenly feel yourself being pushed through the wall, and you find yourself in the landing right outside that room.
Okay.
Ray's gonna try to phase back through the wall, get back in.
I'm gonna cast Firebolt at the Vizier.
That seems like a bad idea.
Really quickly, so just to say this, so Ray, you know, go through the wall and you slam into it hard. Ah. Like an actual wall.
No! Ray tries the door.
I can't abuse this power anymore.
Well, I need to deal with Dane's firebolt, but you go to the door, you still can't grab it.
Well, it's up to Dane now, I guess. We can't do anything.
Alright, Dane, you firebolt at the guy. Roll the hit.
Firebolting. Firebolting.
This seems like a bad idea.
Do I have to roll a disadvantage?
Yeah, I think you should, given that you are still wearing the William suit.
10. Patent pending.
14.
14. I'm trying to find my thing. Oh, come on. I didn't expect you guys to attack the guy. You hit
first.
Oh, yay!
All right. That's 3d10.
Good lord.
Well, yes, but you realize this is me rolling, so it'll probably be like, you know, 4 fire damage or something like that.
Hey, that's 4 more than he took before.
Well, okay, it's going to be more than 4. Oh, God. Oh, shoot. Okay. So that is 19 fire damage.
All right, you blast him and he screams. He's just, what the hell? You little ungrateful piece of, and you see his hands start to move around and he makes a spin and blasts a cone of cold against you, and you just feel it slam you against the wall and your whole body go cold. And just because I'm curious, I want to know how much damage this is.
Is this going to kill William?
Please don't kill William. I like William.
Possessing a dead corpse.
Don't kill William.
Well, he's... It does 36 damage, 36 cold damage. And just absolutely turns him into an icicle against the wall. He may not be dead, but he's definitely unconscious. Let me check the sheet here.
But does that break the vizier's concentration? Can the other people get back into the room now?
I'm checking. Okay, so you are rejected from the body. You appear 5 feet away from him, and yes, he does lose concentration. And so when Ray goes to try the door, she just kind of falls through it.
I wrote possess the wizard. Or the...
Vizier.
Okay.
It's probably not going to work, but I'll try it. Is that a charisma roll? Or does he have to roll a charisma check?
I have to do... You can just do it. You just declare you're doing it, and I roll a charisma check, which he succeeds.
Darn, I figured. I could... worth a shot.
Yeah, definitely worth a shot.
Alright, well, Dane is going to see if he can... interact with any of the material things in this room. Like, can he knock over a beaker or anything like that in ghostly form?
So you, like, run to the south and start swinging at his alchemy set?
Yeah.
Okay, you go over there and you start just wildly flailing, you know, like a toddler doing helicopter arms. And you feel every now and then your hand hits something that slows its movement, and it moves just a little.
Okay, is it just one specific something?
It's something in the middle of the glassware. It's kind of a round bottom graduated cylinder, like a boiling flask, that has kind of a white silvery viscous fluid in it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to concentrate on that. So I'm going to try and touch the silvery liquid with my immaterial fingers.
Okay, you stick your finger through the side and you feel it almost like wet against your skin.
Okay. Let's see. All right, I am going to stick my lips through the graduated cylinder wall and see if I can't sip on the liquid.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what this is. Let me put it in my mouth. Toddler logic.
I'm thinking it might turn me solid or something.
But then your face will be halfway through a container.
Point. Well, I can't really just pick up the flask and tip it down my throat, so, you know. I don't see
any straws.
No, this is great. Alright, so you stick your lips through and you start to drink from it, you taste it. It tastes, you know, ashen and maybe a little fruity. Just something that's a little unexpected. You get, you know, not a lot of it, maybe we'll say 21 grams worth. And all of a sudden you feel your body just kind of ripple and you almost have like a little seizure. You move away from the table. You can't keep yourself controlled there. You start to shake and you feel yourself sprout wings out your back, and all of a sudden you find yourself half dwarf, half dragon.
So it isn't doing the dragon.
I just drank dragon essence.
So dragons do have uses.
Should we try and break this thing?
We just must kill them and extract their souls first. Fascinating.
All right. So do I have claws and stuff then as a dragon? A half dwarf, half dragon?
Yes, you sprouted claws.
All right.
And you have a fly speed.
I have a fly speed? I can fly? Oh, that's, that's just awesome. Okay. All right. Can I breathe fire?
You can try.
All right. I'm going to try breathing at the vizier and seeing what happens.
All right. You take a mighty breath and blow out. Here, where is it? Sure. All right, you take a mighty breath and you blow out toward the brazier. Now, you realize that this is a ton of fire damage normally, but you see that it passes straight through him and disappears out the far wall.
Oh, okay.
I have an idea.
So I look... Yeah.
Okay, so... This is obviously the dragon essence we must collect from this realm, correct?
Well, we're just supposed to stop the guy from continuing to kill dragons and stealing their souls.
Oh, yes, we must stop him. I did forget that key point. As if we simply need to collect the essence, what if we consume it all, since we are able to interact with it, and then carry it back to the underworld? Problem solved.
Except, how do we get back to the underworld if we're... So, actually, I should ask the question first before I answer. Am I semi-solid now, or am I still spiritual?
You're still ethereal, spiritual.
Okay. Then, yeah, I guess we could do something like that.
But we still have to stop the vizier from continuing to do this.
Indeed.
Trying to figure out how we can do it since we can't actually interact with the material plane.
I'm curious now, since Alpha can normally turn ethereal, if he tries activating this now, will he become physical? Like reverse ethereal?
Okay, I'll have to put a high DC on that.
Oh, it's more of just a curiosity because it is a interesting predicament. I don't think it would.
Yeah, I don't particularly think it would either.
Yeah.
Also, didn't the dragon say you just had to, like, get the souls?
I think he said, yeah, we just had to get the souls, not necessarily stop him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think my consume all dragons is still a viable solution.
I think so, too. All right, we'll try that. Is that the only beaker of silver liquid? Let's look around and see if we see potentially more souls laying around somewhere.
You know how these old guys are, just leaving souls laying around.
They never clean up after themselves.
All right, so you guys are looking around, and during this time, the wizard goes up to poor William's body and he's looking at him and like, what the hell happened to you? What is going on here? And you see him, you know, cast healing on himself and recover his hit points from his fire damage.
Boo.
Okay.
So was it that essence is just in that one bottle or do we find anything else?
You go around looking and, well, I guess roll investigate.
Oh, no, not that.
Our one weakness.
Pretty sure we have multiple weaknesses, such as doors.
All right. Sixteen.
You find a small bottle on the far side of the room where he was working.
Okay. What about anybody else?
So, look, dragon essence.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. I guess what I will do is I will go back to the original flask and drink the rest of that.
You go over and you find that you can't drink anymore. Like, you've sucked out everything you can.
Oh, is the flask empty?
No, was it but you full? Just can't, like, bring any more in.
Alright. Does somebody want to come over here and suck on some dragon soul? Who wants a hit?
I feel bad doing this.
Yeah. I have always wondered what the soul of a dragon would taste like. Alpha goes over and just sticks his head in and takes a giant gulp. As much as he can before his body, like, solidifies.
Yes, it doesn't solidify, but you have the same kind of seizure as you stumble backwards, and the wings pop out. And in unlike Dane, that had more of a, you know, biological transformation, you look like one of the gargoyles that's breaking out of its stone sleep. And your wings are made of, you know, metal and wood, and your claws are like steel talons. You look truly frightening.
Is there still essence left in that vial?
There's a little bit, yeah.
Castros, Ray, who's going to be next to drink?
This feels like a weird cult thing.
I don't think this is a good idea. I don't exactly know what we're
doing. None of my ideas have been good so far. I'll drink.
Awesome. Well, yours looks like something right out of the demon realm. It's just this kind of horrifying visage of demonic features mixed with that of a dragon.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I think that since I can't drink anymore, I'm going to call out, you know, Null's name and see if he can't whisk me back down to his plane.
There is a bright light and flash in the room as Dane disappears, and everyone else notices at that moment the wizard pokes his head up, looks over at the vials on the far table, and crosses the room very quickly.
Officers, perhaps we should do the same. As in, be gone from here.
Call it Noel's name.
Alright, the two of you do that, and you find there's the bright flashes. The last thing you hear is the wizard cursing, trying to figure out what's going on. And you guys all return, and I'll hold that for a sec, but Ray is still stuck.
Fine, I'll drink the stupid dragon essence.
Aha, you agree. All right, it is drink stupid.
Dragon essence. And you hear this loud curse go out as you two disappear. And when everyone wakes up back in Noel's chambers, all of a sudden a bright sphere of light comes passing out of your mouth and floats over to him. And he just takes them in his mouth and says,
I will return shortly.
And you see him leap up, become ethereal, and go out the top of the mausoleum.
We'll wait here then.
I look at my companions and be like, well, that was a hell of a thing there.
Definitely an interesting experience.
That's definitely above a 5 on my weird crap-a-meter.
No, you had one of those.
Yep. Well, I think I should for this quest.
Yeah, there's not going to be much left that weirds you out after all this.
I know, we're going to be so jaded. We're going to be at like the some, you know, typical mercs, you know, guild hall, and they'll listen to everyone's stories and be like, okay, whatever.
Well, you guys have only died once? Come on. That's noob stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. We've gone back. Yeah, we've gone back in time 1,000 years. We've traveled through all the different planes. Elminster's got nothing on us.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Well, after a little bit of time passes, he phases back through the top of the mausoleum, landing, and in his claw, he has what looks kind of like an ankh, almost. Okay. And he sets it on the ground in front, like kind of in front of everyone. And yeah, he says,
"I thank you for your service. There is no way I could have done that myself."
I replied, "Did we get them all?"
"Everything in my ledger has been returned to where it should be."
"Oh, fantastic. Okay. All right. And I see you have a key for us."
"Yes. Take this to the backside of... oh, where is it? The Naga's Tower. Do not go to the front door."
"Okay. What exactly is the Naga?"
"The Naga are a snake people with human heads and various feathers. They are different. The demigod Perifer, who rules the local area, is unpleasant to deal with."
"Got it. Good to know. Okay. So we'll go around to the back. We'll use this to open that particular door. And then we go down. We look for stairs going down. Is that kind of the way we're supposed to do?"
"There should be a descent within that takes you to where you are searching for."
"Perfect. All right. So, well, thank you, Noel. It's been interesting, I gotta say."
"Yep, definitely hasn't been boring."
"Yes. All of Dragonkind thanks you."
Alpha's like, "Oh.
Sacrifices must be made at times."
Cool. Well, we will head on out the door and start heading east.
Awesome. All right. You start heading east for quite some time, and you find the storm and the wind to just be insufferable. It is absolutely obnoxious. And it takes some time, but you do eventually see, way out in the distance, what you are looking for. It almost looks like a giant chair. Like a solid base, you know, almost throne chair with a high back.
Okay. Interesting.
Sounds fun.
Very fancy.
So now Noel said this plane was ruled by a demigod?
The inhabitant of that location.
Got it. Okay. So, somewhat like Theseus. Well, yeah, you know. Theseus didn't seem all that tough, so, yeah. But we'll go around the back.
Didn't do much. He's a platypus. He doesn't do much.
But not like Perry the platypus, who actually did stuff.
So that's what I call any character that doesn't do anything in like a show or something. I always say, they're a platypus. They don't do much.
Yeah. If I ever called in-game explanation, I'd say Alpha gets confused and says, "You have fought platypodes and parried them? I have always been curious about their fighting technique."
Yeah, the platypus fighting style.
You fake them with the bill and slap them with the tail.
Curious.
Very deceptive, those platypi.
Okay. Anyway. So we're making our way towards the tower.
Awesome. You make your way towards the tower, and the first thing you notice as you begin to approach is there appears to be several small, almost stakes in the ground, size of staff with what looks like basically like eyes, like goat eyes in the top.
I wonder if this is like this being's security system. Okay. Ray?
Yes.
Can you cast Pass Without a Trace?
Probably. Ace in the hole. Our solution to everything.
Pretty much.
17. It works.
Oh, yeah. Very successful.
Nice. All right. So we
tiptoe past the eyeball staffs.
A little ray of anti-sunshine.
Awesome. Okay, so you tiptoe past and you, make your way around the structure.
Yep, make our way around to the backside of the chair.
Okay. So as you make your way around the backside of the chair, you notice several oddly carved indentations. There's a variety of symbols here. Things that look like there's mixtures of writing from all over the realms. It's basically like a story written in every language with individual words taken from each tongue.
Oh, okay. So the story is going to be kind of gibberish unless you can understand all tongues.
Yes.
Before you ask, No, Alpha can't. He can speak, not read.
Are you still the reading art?
No, we gave that up a long time ago, unfortunately.
It would be pretty helpful right now.
Yes, but our Dane's going to look for something that might have the shape of an Ankh.
All right, you work your way through, and about two-thirds of the way down the back, you find a indentation in the rock that's about the size of the Ankh you're carrying.
Ankh, all right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I stick my Ankh on the Ankh depression.
Awesome. As you click it in, there's kind of a sliding, grinding sound as the brickwork opens up. It's kind of the wall is smooth until you put the Ankh in, and then it slides inward and then over to the side, revealing a passageway within.
All right, into the passageway we go.
Cool. You step into the passageway, and there is a stairway which descends downward. As you all begin to walk, the door closes.
Uh-oh, not closing.
Very slowly, it just does the whole grinding, like, slides across the entrance and then...
Right. The whole Indiana Jones thing.
Yep.
Perfect. Alright. So down we go.
Awesome. So the first thing you notice as you descend is there is a doorway off to the right. Stairs continue to go, but there's a door.
Who wants to check out the door?
I will. Why not? Trot on over the door.
Okay. And push it open?
Sure.
Okay. You push the door open, and as you do, you get pelted with pink and blue powder.
I've been hit! Just pink and blue powder? Does it hurt?
Yep. No.
Does Castro see what is actually pelting him?
No, it just kind of came out of nowhere, almost like just a blast from a... like one of those popper sticks, you know, you pull the end and they launch out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's like two of those blasted, one top, one bottom, and... While you didn't take any damage, you suddenly feel confused, almost like... Like you're two different entities in one body.
Hmm. Fusion.
Okay.
It seems like definitely a good thing. I don't see what the problem with this is at all.
Alright, so Castro seems to bear it with great equanimity. However you say that word. Does he notice anything beyond? Is this the door kind of part of a hallway? What's going on?
The door, when you look inside, it actually contains a library.
That's interesting.
Okay. Well, I mean, we don't need anything from the library.
Why not?
Well, I mean, we're going down to another plane, so... True. I mean, anything else is just a distraction at this point.
Dane votes for just continuing on down the stairs.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Does anyone want to visit the library first? Alpha?
I'd be curious. But how much time do we have to peruse?
I have no idea. We'll wait for you if you want to take a quick reconnoiter.
All right. So Alpha goes through to do a quick glance and see if anything catches out. So for an investigate, that would be 17.
Nice. You look around and you notice that on one of the shelves there's a whole write-up in Dwarven runes.
Alpha goes and gets Dane.
Alright, Dane goes and looks at the Book of Dwarven Runes.
All right, what you find when you look at that first book that Alpha points out is it says, Secrets of Dumathoin.
Okay. Dane opens the book and starts to kind of read, glance through it, trying to figure out what kind of a book it is.
It tells a tale of disrespectful profiteers coming and stealing veins and gem deposits from other dwarves. It talks about proper supervision of mining activities. And as you read, you get the feeling that it's drawing you. Like, as you're turning the pages, that it's almost making you turn them.
All right.
That seems like a great thing. Keep reading. Why not?
All right. Well,
That's right, that's right. Dumathoin is the dwarven god of secret keeping. Okay, well, I guess I keep reading then.
All right. As you keep reading, you feel more and more drawn in until all of a sudden you blink and you realize that the book is over and you don't feel like you're alone in the library. In fact, you hear footsteps coming from the shelves.
You just summon the boogeyman or something. The dwarf boogeyman.
No, Dumathoin is not a boogeyman.
You know.
He's one of the main dwarven gods.
Him.
Anyway, alright. Dane looks around to see if he can kind of pinpoint where the sound is coming from.
Roll a investigation.
Oh no!
This is how Dane dies in horror movies.
Ah, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I thought it's a four.
You can't tell exactly where it's coming from. You just keep hearing it. And you're looking around. You find yourself hard to move. You turn to put your book away. And as you do, you hear a deep, booming voice from the middle of the room just scream,
"Infidel!"
Oh.
Yep. This can't be good.
What are you talking about?
And see if I can read this properly. I need you. I'm assuming Alpha stayed next to you.
He's curious.
Okay. The two of you, I need dex saving throws.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Well, it should be good for Alpha.
Yeah. That's a 24.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's what I thought. 15.
Okay, with a 15, what is this? I gotta see what my spell save is. I hate having to calculate this stuff. So dumb. So dumb. All right, you said 15?
Yes.
All right, we're going to use that. So tie goes to the winner. So both of you save.
Yay!
So it's half damage. So you take 7 fire and 4
Wait, this is radiant. This is AoE, right?
Yes.
Yay, evasion!
Cool. Yeah, you guys both dive out of the way.
Dane, you have evasion too?
No,
but it was a successful save, so it's half damage.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd rolled a 15 and a 9, so instead of taking that, he only takes 7 and 4.
Alright. Not so bad. Okay. And Alpha somehow ends up outside the blast radius of this thing.
Yes.
Because Alpha's magic.
And Alpha, from where you land, you find yourself looking square in the eyes of basically a giant green cobra.
Oh. Alpha's immediate response. Hello!
Of course.
It repeats infidel and goes to bite you.
Okay.
And
there's no way I can dodge out of the way for this.
No, definitely not. I'm trying to see what the action is here. Okay, so that is a 27 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, and let's see. That is a 7 piercing damage. And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
All right. That is not something I'm particularly good at. That would be 20. Dirty 20.
You're fine. Let me roll this really quick. So you take 20... Oh, no, you're immune to poison, right?
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, you're totally fine. All right, well, that was Alpha's turn and my creature. So everyone else, please roll initiative.
Whoop. What if we just use Alpha as a Warforged shield?
So many creatures, though, are so rude. I just say hello, and their immediate reaction is to try and kill me.
Well, it wasn't trying to kill you specifically. It's here because of Dane.
Ray got a nat 20.
Dane got a 12.
Kastros got a 7.
Okay. So, Ray, you get to go next.
Great. I don't really want to be the next one to go against this thing. This thing seems scary.
Well, if I were you, I would just shoot it from the doorway.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Shoot with the random arrow, because what can go wrong? Everything. That is a 14 to hit.
Does not hit.
Yeah.
It's so amazing, like, the level of rolls that end up going around here.
She keeps using that brown dice.
Use this one. Anyways, should I roll for a random arrow?
It's up to you if you want to.
Alright, it's either 42 or 64.
Alright, well, just for fun. Well, 42 is curved arrow. Hits target behind. And 64, cannon arrow. Made entirely out of metal. Oh, yeah, that's a dangerous one.
Is that the cannonball one that does, like, massive amounts of damage?
Yeah, 8d10 bludgeoning.
Oh, if only you'd hit.
I'm sorry.
It does not hit.
To go for cannons, have it blow through the library.
Well, it flies. Yeah, as I say, it flies off past in between the stacks, and you hear this chink, chink, chink as it thuds its way down the floor.
Cool. Ray's gonna try to shoot it again.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Yeah. Cool.
Should I roll again?
Please.
That is a dirty 20.
Holy crap. All right, let's get those arrows.
Yay!
She switched dice. Watch it. She's going to get like 2 love arrows or something like that.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
53 or 23?
All right, 53 is the ever-true arrow. Travel across the surface of the plane, shot in a random direction. Okay, and you said 23?
Mm-hmm.
Ethereal Arrow of the Wraith. Interesting. Well, let's say you draw and shoot, and as you release, you see this, like, wispy black smoke come over your arrow, and it flies, hitting the snake kind of mid-body, and you see its form blast backwards out of its body, like when, what was it, the Ancient One blasted Banner out of his body, you know, in Avengers. Basically, it was like displacement of spirit. So you blast that out, and it looks at you and just kind of like moves its mouth for a moment as the body flops down with the arrow inside of it, and then the spirit just blows away into nothingness.
Nice.
Good job, Ray.
Once.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yay. Now we move on.
I swear we really do need to make a dice jail or something.
Something to put all the naughty
dice in until they start rolling better.
That was hilarious, and holy crap, if I may. Holy crap.
We sometimes do good unexpected things in our favor. It's not common, sometimes. But it can happen.
Eh! Oh, good lord. Okay, anyway. Alright.
So that's taken care of. Dane, meanwhile, has headed for the stairwell. What about Alpha? What is he doing?
Alpha's checking the body, because he hasn't seen one of these things before. But more curious. Oh, wait,
does it have teeth?
Yeah, I'm sure it has fangs. It's a snake.
It literally just bit me.
Cool. Teeth, teeth, teeth.
So Castros is going to check out that thing's mouth.
Yep.
So when this is all done, he's going to become like a veterinarian dentist.
No, I only want the teeth. I wouldn't want to like actually like fill up teeth. That's boring. Only yoinking them. But then they'd be like...
You're a veterinarian dentist. That's probably all you would be doing is yoinking rotten teeth.
But, like, it'd be rotten teeth. It's not good teeth. I only want the finest quality of teeth.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, teeth.
All right, well, you find there's a couple of sharp, you know, teeth in there.
Cool. How do I take the teeth?
Well, I would say you pop them out of the top of its mouth. I mean, you want to make a nature check just to make sure you do it without damaging them?
Sure. 12.
Yeah, it doesn't go exactly as you would hope, but you do, you know, you get them free. They're not damaged, but it's definitely gross.
Perfect. I'm guessing their poison glands didn't stay intact.
No, you had some trouble, and you definitely, you know, did some damage. Like, the poison glands were definitely not...
Otherwise, I would have filled my mandible with the Naga poison.
Totally.
But I cannot.
All right, so she's only partially successful.
I got my teeth.
Awesome. But yeah, you got the teeth. You can keep making your necklace or whatever it is you do.
They're just in a bag.
Whatever.
It's my bag of teeth. I'm like weird Santa Claus.
Whatever exact thing she had planned.
Except I take instead of give. Like a Grinch. I'm the tooth Grinch. Take your teeth. Put them in a sack.
Or the, what's that thing from Scandinavia? Scary.
Krampus.
The Krampus. You like the Krampus?
Could be Krampus.
You could definitely be Krampus.
Tooth Krampus.
The opposite of the Tooth Fairy.
Oh my god.
We're kind of the Tooth Fairy, but instead of waiting for the teeth to fall out, you're just going to yank them out anyway. All the evil kids. I'm going to yank out all your teeth.
Teeth are teeth. I'll take what I can get.
Oh, jeez. Talk about a boogeyman. Alright, anyway.
It could be Boogie Woman, you know. Don't be limiting the boogies.
So Castros gets his teeth. Does Alpha look around the library some more?
Yeah, might as well. See if there's anything else interesting. That's 17 on investigation.
Alright, you look around and you find various other books. From around the realms, different languages, you recognize some of the writing, and everything seems to be various, like, kind of secrets of gods. You know, things that they have done that, say, they're not particularly proud of, so they hide them away here.
Ah, curious. So, should I do a... I think I'm going to do a religion check to see if there's anything in particularly juicy. All right. That is actually a 27.
And he finds Gon's secret book. Crisis of faith coming up.
Yes, you find the secret book of Gond.
Is it like failed inventions? The only things that he's not...
Oh, it's more than that. It's more than just failed inventions. It's him inventing things and then realizing that the people should not have them, so taking them away. It's stories of him coming up with things like, say, in the modern world, like the atomic bomb, and then realizing, oh, these people should not have that, so he took it away. You know, things that he was pushing too hard for progress, but then the progress came back to be worse than he could have imagined.
All right. As Alpha reads this book, you see his hands begin to glow and turn into flames to burn the book to a crisp.
Okay.
Some cool. Recordings must not be made public. The world is better without them.
Wow. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Well, that happened.
And it shall never happen again.
Oof.
It is no longer written, therefore it is no longer done.
I mean, fair enough. All right, onward.
Okay, all right. Yep, there we go. Anyway, okay, so that was an adventure. I guess we keep going down.
Yes, you descend this stair for quite some time. You realize that you have definitely crossed over from where the front of the thing would be. And you also realize that the walls started to widen and become less visible until all of a sudden there is really no walls there. You're just walking down on a staircase through a void.
Okay. Frightening. So we are in, we're just still walking down the staircase, and all around us is nothingness.
Yes.
Ugh. That's enough to freak us out a little bit. All right. Yes. Well,
in fact, everyone make a constitution check.
Nat one.
Why do you have to say something?
You nat one?
Yes.
16.
Alpha's still.
You can roll again.
Oh, I guess I can roll again, yeah. All right, 2.
Ray got a 12.
Really?
I mean, plus my constitution, so 4.
Oh my good lord. All right, so Alpha's at 4. What'd you say, Ray?
12.
All right.
Dane's at a 7.
Good lord.
16.
Holy crap.
Be careful what you ask for when you're asking us to roll.
Well, you guys really get shaky-legged. Like, you have some serious problems, and you find that you have to move. Like, the only one that is fine is Kasros. Kasros just keeps walking like, okay, everything's cool, guys. We just keep going.
That's because Kasros can turn into a bird and fly.
Yeah, fair.
I can fly or flight.
Well, okay. In any case, everyone has to drop and crawl at half speed as you proceed downward.
That's fine. Dane was actually planning on taking out his spear and using it as a walking stick to kind of keep himself a little bit steadier, but I can crawl too.
All right. Well, you're down in basically crawling your way down this thing, and it gets even spookier. There's, you know, a gentle wind that starts blowing, and you're feeling just nothing feels right, you know, as you're moving through this place. But as you continue to proceed downward, you... Sorry, let me get the right thing. You realize that there is a chasm. There's a... you see first, like, two walls just absolutely perpendicular to the stairs. And as you crawl through this kind of jagged rock area that the stairs descend to, you kind of pop out on the other side, and you realize you are coming out the middle of a mountain that is hundreds of miles from its base to peak.
Okay.
That's a big mountain.
Yeah. As you observe around, you see natural plateaus with some, like, rope bridges of various lengths and sizes spread between them.
Okay.
And here as you observe this new landscape before you, we take our break until next week.
All right.
Bum, bum, bum.
Sorry, I didn't expect you guys to get that far, so I needed to actually read this thing really quick.
Oh, that's fine. That was a ton of fun.
Ray good.
Did something. Ray did good for once.
I tell you, Ray did good.
Wait, Ray holds crap and doesn't hit anything, or she gets nat 20. There's no in between.
There is no in between. Or the random arrows don't do anything.
Even when you do hit. It's like, well, okay, it's 6 damage, and then it does some really random thing that does nothing.
Well, they're called random arrows for a reason.
Yep.
This is true. So anyway, the whole Wizard's Tower thing was fun. I feel bad about William, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died as he lived up it.
I don't think he died. Did he die?
No, he's just a frozen, unconscious popsicle.
He's effectively dead. Maybe let's say he's brought back as a willing, conscious undead.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I managed to get William killed. Awesome.
Good job.
I'm going to feel a little bit of guilt about that.
Only a little, though.
Oh. So how do you imagine that was going to go with us and the whole wizard or the vizier?
I had no idea. I had a couple of vague ideas that I was going to push you towards, but what you came up with was so good. I'm so glad I didn't say a thing.
That's funny. I'm going to drink this potion.
I'm going to drink it.
That seems like a bad idea. Well, you know.
Immature. I thought that was brilliant. No, that was great.
It is fun when we kind of throw you for a loop in a good way.
I think it's great. Like, I never know how things are going to go, and that's why I didn't want to actually plan too much for that. Like I said, I had a couple of ideas, but just getting out of the way and letting you guys do it was so much better than anything I could have come up with.
Yeah. Alex, so I was thinking you're going to do have a crisis of faith, and you kind of went the whole opposite direction with that. That was kind of interesting. Was not expecting that.
You obviously haven't dealt much with religious zealots. When faced with something that conflicts with their beliefs, you simply ignore the confliction.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, sometimes they kind of lose their faith.
But,
they're not true believers, then.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's why it's called faith, not fact.
Yep.
Yes, that's true.
What was the old argument, like, if I have to actually prove something, then it's the definition of not believing in it? Because you believe on something based without any facts whatsoever?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Otherwise, it's what's known as the scientific method, and everyone knows science is bullshit. Designed by the devil.
Only if you're living in America right now.
This has been an Azentuary LLC production. Find us online at azentuary.com for character bios, merchandise, Patreon, and more. Thank you for listening.